Chapter 14, Meditation. It's not what you think. The idea of meditating might sound totally weird to you at first, but it's one of the most powerful ways to reduce stress and create inner peace. It's so powerful that the Chicago Bulls and Los Angeles Lakers have used it for years to get their players to become more centered, focused, and aware. Meditating makes the players sharper and better. In fact, the man who teaches the Lakers and Bulls meditation learned to meditate from one of the authors of this book. Meditation has many forms, but a core part of all of them is focusing one's attention and awareness. Meditating. Why bother? Your mind is a high-powered thought machine. It is constantly filling your head with opinions, judgments, questions, memories, fantasies, and every other kind of thought possible. When left alone, the mind is rarely quiet. Meditation is a way to find peace in the very center of your thoughts and emotions. Ever feel something like anger or sadness so powerful that you get swallowed up by it? Stress can be like that. When you're stressed, it's as if your head is a cloud and you can't see the calm, clear sky that is always there above. Meditation lets you get back to that clear sky whenever you want. Think about it. How good of a player would Michael Jordan have been if he ran around the court like a crazy man just chasing the ball? Not very effective, right? If you act on every feeling or thought you have, it's just like chasing the ball around the court. Wouldn't it be better to watch what's going on? Then you can see the play, make a clear choice, and control the game. Meditation helps you do exactly that. Losing impulsivity and gaining control. How many of you have been told by adults that you are impulsive? Impulsive means that you act without really thinking. Some of you might be reading this book in a detention center because you committed an offense by acting without thinking of the consequences. Maybe you got caught in the heat of the moment. We have spoken to many kids after they have committed various offenses. Time after time, they would say, "It was so stupid, I don't even know what I was thinking." Meditation is a powerful tool that helps you become less impulsive. It gives you space in your head to think. In fact, the more you meditate, the more likely you are to think before you act. It helps you resist being pulled into things that you're likely to regret later. The most important attitude to have about meditating is a willingness to try. Someone once said that meditating is like lifting weights. Lifting weights makes you stronger even if you don't believe it works. You show up at the gym, start off slowly, 5, 10, or 20 pound weights. Use the proper techniques and soon you are stronger than when you started. The same is true for meditation. You start off slowly, 5, 10 minutes. Use the techniques and soon you feel like a calmer, less angry, more centered person. Even if you don't believe that it works, you'll soon see it does. How to meditate. Simple directions. Sit down. Be quiet. Pay attention to your breathing. Feel your belly rising and falling with each breath. The extended play. 1. Find a comfortable sitting position where your back is straight. Let your body be balanced and at ease. Place your hands comfortably on the laps or knees. Close your eyes. If you aren't comfortable closing your eyes, you can choose a place nearby and focus your vision in a relaxed way. 2. Bring your attention to your breathing. At first, you can focus on your belly rising and falling. Notice the changing sensations in your body as you breathe in and out. Just feel your breath. Don't try to control it. Breathe naturally. Sometimes your breathing may be deep. Sometimes it may be shallow. Sometimes your job is simply to be aware of your breathing and the changing sensations in your body as the air goes in and out. Your mind will naturally wander away from your breathing and again. When you realize that your mind has drifted, just notice it with no big deal attitude and return your attention to your breathing again. 4. After focusing on the belly for a while, you can expand your awareness beyond the belly. As you breathe in and out, become aware of the changing sensations throughout your body. Again, remember, it's normal for your mind to sneak off into other thoughts. Just gently bring it back. 5. Do this every day. Shoot for at least 15 to 20 minutes every day. If possible, choose a regular time. It makes it easier to remember to do it. Even if you feel weird doing it at first, go through the motions anyway. Meditation works. Meditating throughout the day. In addition to the more formal meditation practice when you set special times aside to meditate, you can practice in a less formal way throughout your day. Meditation can be done while walking, lifting weights, eating, exercising, and riding the bus. Basically, it can happen anytime throughout the day. To meditate this way, become aware of your breathing from time to time throughout your day. Do this for a few breaths. Bring your full attention to the present moment. Become aware of whatever is going on. Common questions and comments about meditation. Here are some questions kids have asked about meditation. Is it okay to lie down to meditate rather than sitting up? During the practice of meditation, it is okay to lie down, but it is better to sit up. Find a comfortable position with your back straight but relaxed. You can sit on the floor, in a chair, or on a pillow with your legs crossed. Sitting helps you be awake and alert, and these are the states of mind that you are trying to bring to your meditation. The mind is naturally more likely to drift if you are lying down. Also, you are more likely to fall asleep. I'm trying, but it's hard to stay focused. When you start meditating, you realize very quickly that the mind has a mind of its own. The wandering mind is just part of the process of meditation. Your attention will naturally move away from the breath many times. Within moments, your mind may start to doubt, criticize, or question what you are doing. The practice of meditation is noticing that the mind has wandered and coming back to the breath without judging, time and time again. When your mind wanders, just treat it with a no big deal attitude. It's just the mind wandering. Then bring your attention back to the breath again. Come back to the present moment. Rather than thinking about staying focused on the next 5 minutes, be more realistic. Try and stay focused until the next breath. See if you can be aware from the beginning of the breath coming in all the way to the end of the breath going out. Feel the rising moment. Then feel the falling moment. When your mind wanders, gently bring your attention back to the breath again. Know that if your mind wanders 100 or 1,000 times in an hour, the meditation still has great value. As you do this, the mind becomes steadier and more balanced. Your job is to not judge how you are doing. Your job is to just do it. Sometimes I feel peaceful when I meditate. Sometimes I feel uptight. Am I doing it right? The practice of awareness meditation is simple, but not easy. Before you know it, you may find yourself having lots of experiences. You might feel peaceful and calm while meditating, or you may feel restless and uptight. Your body may be quiet and still or flooded with many thoughts. You might find it easy one day to focus on your breathing and impossible the next day. Whatever your experience of meditation is, it is likely to be different tomorrow. As long as you follow the guidelines suggested, you give it your honest best, you are doing the meditation correctly. Sometimes it's really difficult to meditate when I'm feeling angry or frustrated. It's hard to be there with myself. I'd rather get up and walk away. It's hard to sit down with our pain and misery. It can feel overwhelming, like that's all there is and that's all there ever will be. It takes a lot of courage to not run away from these feelings, but the more you can sit with these difficult feelings, the more you can find you can handle them. Soon after I start meditating, I seem to fall asleep or get tired. Try meditating with your eyes open or even standing up. Sometimes practical solutions like putting cold water on your face can help. How can you meditate when there is so much noise around? The way to deal with noise while you're meditating is the same way you deal with anything else that comes up during meditation. Don't judge it or get caught up in it. Just notice it. Simply notice sound. Don't label the sounds as voice or banging or music. Simply notice sound as sound. In meditation, everything that arises is given equal attention and value. Rather than judging one sound as pleasant or another sound as unpleasant, simply notice sounds coming and going around you. Also, notice the sound is outside of you. Then notice by contrast how quiet it is inside of you. I keep finding excuses not to meditate. When I meditate, I know it helps me, but it's hard to find the time. We have to make the time to meditate. If we don't, we will almost always find ourselves doing something else. If it's the end of the day and you're too tired to sit for 15 minutes, try meditating for a few minutes instead. You'll be amazed at how much you will gain from even such a short time meditating. It is very helpful to meditate around the same time each day so that it becomes a regular part of your schedule. Meditating in the morning can set a good mood for the rest of the day. Problems will still come up, but you are more likely to be ready to deal with them in a more relaxed frame of mind. And each time you meditate, you get in touch with the power of self.